Our scripture reading for this morning will come from 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 5, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 5. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. We mentioned last week in our lesson on elders, entitled Fellow Elder, because Peter himself was one, that the shepherd calls his sheep by name. Unlike cattle that are driven, sheep are led. They follow the master's voice. Peter implies as much in today's reading as he begins, younger men likewise, be subject to your elders. I have written out on the marquee, young men, walk in humility, and the Lord will exalt you. What goes in, to begin with, to being a good leader? We looked some last week at the qualifications for an elder within the church. And we know it has to do with his age, his particular point in life, with his knowledge and experience, with his reputation and sound judgment. He's a family man that has believing children and is respected both within and without the church. Why is it that God is emphasizing this concept of proper leadership and then proper following? Well, if you think about it, that's how God's guidance is passed down to the next generation. It's God's plan for the older or the elder to teach the younger. Fathers, he says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, train up your children, teaching them the way of the Lord. Paul had his sons in the faith, Timothy and Titus. In order for man to walk on the proper path, the path of light, he needs instruction. Instruction that comes from the Lord, given to those who are mature, passed down to those who are in need of guidance. We should have an attitude that says, I want to be what the Lord wants me to be. Turn with me to hymn number 434. Think of the shepherd's call, 434. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. When we listen to the Master's voice, to the instructions of God, then he leads us in green pastures and beside the still waters. Going back now to our text for today, You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. When the youth do not listen to those who are in authority, to those who are their teachers, what happens? You recall the saying, pride goeth before the fall. Sometimes younger people will not listen. The very fact that Peter must remind the younger men to listen to the elders says that it is an admonition that is pertinent. Have you ever heard a child, when you ask them, how do you know that? They just say, I just know. Have you ever seen in children the failure to comply, or in young adults? Let's look at an example in the Old Testament. During the time of Solomon's reign, as it ends, his son Rehoboam is ascending to the throne. And an incident happens with Rehoboam that is catastrophic to the Israelite nation, and pertinent, I believe, to this admonition: younger men, listen to your elders. This is in 1 Kings chapter 12. And if you want to turn to that, I'm going to be reading several passages here. 1 Kings chapter 12. Solomon has just died. Rehoboam is ascending to the throne and asking for advice. Then Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem, to make him king. Now when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, he was living in Egypt, for he was yet in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. Then they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke hard. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. Then he said to them, depart for 3 days, then return to me. So the people departed. King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, how do you counsel me to answer this people? Then they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people today and will serve them and grant them their petition and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him. So he said to them, what counsel do you give me, that I may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? The young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, thus you shall say to this people who spoke to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us. But you shall speak to them, my little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. Then Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king had directed, saying, return to me on the third day. The king answered the people harshly, for he forsook the advice of the elders which they had given him, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of events from the Lord, that he might establish his word which the Lord spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. What does this result in? The fact that the young king Rehoboam fails to listen to his elders. Remember our text. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It resulted in the dividing of the kingdom, as God had prophesied that it would happen in the chapter before. If you were to turn back to chapter 11 of 1 Kings and begin with verse 29 and following, you'll see the incident where Ahijah prophesies to Rehoboam that he is going to receive 10 tribes, 10 pieces of the house of Israel, and rule over them. What's God doing? He's showing what happens to a nation who will not follow his guidance, or to a king, a young man, who fails to listen to his elders. Remember, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When Rehoboam rejected his father's elders' advice, it resulted in a loss of power because God had willed it. Now, it's rather ironic, I think, that those two tribes that remain, Judah and Benjamin, with Rehoboam are the ones that last through the ages. The 10 tribes are lost forever, the 10 lost tribes. They are the ones through whom Christ comes. But God had said, the kingdom of Israel will never be the same. It will be divided. And it's a direct result of their failure to listen to good advice, to the advice of God and of godly men. But this is not the first time something like this has happened to the nation of Israel. Prior to kings, they had judges. Remember the 15 judges? Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Abimelech, Tola, Jer, Jephthah, Ibzan, Elon, Abdon, Samson, Eli, Samuel. After that period of judges, there's a couple of comments made in Judges 17 and verse 6, and again in Judges 21 and verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Do you remember the comment, I just know? What happens when we're so full of ourselves that we don't think we need to listen to the advice of our elders? The title of my lesson is In Subjection. Likewise, younger men, be subject to your elders. There's a very simple definition for subjection because it's composed of two words in the Greek. And those two words mean to arrange and to be under. Hupo tasso, under to arrange. And it simply means to accept my place or my position. We'll talk about that just a little bit more here in a minute. But when every man does what is right in his own eyes, he has no authority that he yields to. Now, there is something to be said for freedom and independence. But when it results in every man doing just what he wants, every man doing what is right in his own eyes, it results in godlessness initially and total chaos eventually. Stephen seems to have such a condition in mind after the death of Christ and the establishment of the church. He addresses those who are about to stone him to death. This is from Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 51. You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become, you who received the law as ordained by angels, and yet did not keep it. When man fails to listen to God, it results in chaos, certainly, but it also results in opposition from God, which is condemnation. Those who were listening to Stephen didn't like what he had to say. He says, you perceive yourselves to be men of God? You are not, because you're not listening to the shepherd's call. You're going on about your own way. And in the process, you have become uncircumcised in heart and ears because you resist the Holy Spirit. You have even rejected the Savior, the righteous one. You rejected his prophets, and now you have rejected him. And they stoned Stephen for that, didn't they? Think for a minute about this concept of independence and freedom. We understand that we are still to place ourselves under others. Do you ever place yourself under a doctor's care? Does someone ask you after you've seen him, are you taking the prescription? Are you keeping the doctor's orders? If you were in the military, you understand commanding officers. In college, you're obligated to listen to the professors, unless you're on campuses today. If you were in sports, you listened to the coach. Peter has gone through a whole list of things about being in subjection, to place one's self under our government, the laws of the land. We pay our taxes. We pay off our debts. Slaves are to be obedient to their masters. Wives are to be in subjection to their husbands. And all of this is an outgrowth of being in subjection to God, to the highest of powers. Do you consider yourself to be a child of God? Is He your Father? Then this is the counsel that your Father gives you. We are expected to place ourselves under His authority, to walk as He would have us to walk. It only makes sense, according to what Paul writes his son in the faith, Titus. This is from Titus chapter 2, beginning with verse 6. Likewise, urge the younger men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Remember, one of the attributes of a leader within the church, of someone who is worthy of being followed, is of good reputation. Ample knowledge, specifically within the church, of God's Word. Setting an example for the flock, not as forcing your leadership upon them, but showing them, once again, a shepherd calling to his sheep, asking them to follow. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. Paul says to his son in the faith, Titus, this is the sensible thing to do. Would you live life and have good days? Then do what is right in all things. Set an example of good deeds. Walk in purity of doctrine. How do you do that? You first have to know the doctrine. You have to be taught it. You have to have had the example set for you of someone who is following it so that you can see it in action. Purity of doctrine means not only receptive to God's instruction, but implementation of that in my daily life, with speech that is beyond reproach. Hupotasso, to arrange under, to be subject, to be subordinate, to obey, to place oneself under the control of another, to yield to another's admonition or advice. Doing so will silence the critics, the opponents. We're going to talk about the opponent next week here from 1 Peter chapter 5. The true opponent is the devil. Two powers that exist. Ultimately, the only two powers that exist. God and Satan. One desires nothing but good for his children. The other, Peter is going to picture for us, is a devourer of life itself. But we'll save that for next week. Younger men, likewise be subject to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's all out of my conversion. I have a higher calling. I can submit to whatever powers that be because I'm submitting first and foremost to my Heavenly Father, to my Savior, Jesus Christ, to the guidance given by the Holy Spirit. The process is simple. When we walk as God would have us to walk, then good results. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't suffer because of our righteousness. But ultimately, only God's will prevail, and only His will should rule my life. Think of the earth at the time of Noah and his family, his three sons and their wives, 8 souls that were saved because they obeyed the will of God. As best we can tell, it may have taken as many as 120 years for the ark to be built. 120 years for people to walk by and to scoff and to ridicule and to make fun of. But ultimately, it was the one who was subject to the will of God that was saved. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. That tells us, centuries before the cross, there is a deep understanding of the spirit of man when left to himself. He will lift himself up. He will vaunt his own wisdom and intelligence and desires. He will rule his own life if possible. God in his wisdom says that only results in destruction, self-destruction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. It makes a difference, doesn't it, when we walk with Jesus, when we follow His call, all the difference in the world. I'm convinced it makes us better citizens. It makes us better husbands. It makes us better wives. It makes us better children. It enables us, as His church, to be the light to the world. Will the world listen? Will the world follow? Perhaps. But we must set that example for them. And in this process of showing what it means to be godly, to follow His way and to be blessed, this verse of God is opposed to the proud is used again in James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But He gives a greater grace. Therefore, it is said, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Whose camp do you want to be in? I wonder sometimes if Rehoboam didn't lie on his bed at night after the kingdom was divided and ask for forgiveness. What was his fault? Oh, he was young and stiff-necked and rejected the counsel of his elders. Does that ever affect us today? It doesn't take a very deep delving into the lives of those who have left the Lord to see the destruction that happens within their families, within their own outlook on life, within their example or lack thereof that they are setting. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Implication, you fail to follow God, and you have set yourself up for a crooked path of destruction. A path that inevitably leads to eternal separation from the Father. Yeah, we like our independence. We like our freedom. But it only makes sense for us to yield to God because He is all-knowing, all-compassionate, and desires nothing but our good. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Hupo tasso, to arrange under. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.